This audio recording is a resource of the Center for Bioethical Reform, CBR. This and other resources can be found at www.abortionno.org. This essay is by Greg Cunningham, CBR Executive Director, and is read by CBR staff, March 2012. Dear pro-life friend, Renee Chilian, a notorious late-term abortionist who recently sued CBR for producing a video which uses her fraudulent marketing video to expose her fraudulent marketing tactics, testified March 11, 1997, before the Joint U.S. Congressional Committee, House of Representatives Committee on the Judiciary Subcommittee on the Constitution with the Senate Committee on the Judiciary. Her topic was partial birth abortion, and she began with the first of many lies she would tell that day. She said, quote, "I am not much different from other women, you know." But how many other women do you know who have killed tens of thousands of preborn children, many so late in pregnancy that they could have survived outside the womb had labor been induced without first killing them? How many other women would call the killing of a 24-week fetus good health care? How many other women would falsely claim that late-term abortions are necessitated by health concerns when multiple abortion industry sources have repeatedly admitted that the vast majority of late-term abortions kill the healthy babies of healthy mothers? Ms. Chilian, understandably on the defensive when forced to defend an atrocity as indefensible as partial birth abortion, told this congressional committee, quote, "The truth is, no surgery is pretty or easy to describe. If looking at graphic photos or diagrams of heart bypass or organ transplant made you queasy, would you vote to ban them?" But her rhetorical question is a pathetic red herring and a transparent non sequitur. The University of Southern California Keck School and Medicine website, uscuniversityhospital.org, posts numerous bloody queasy-inducing surgical videos. But the abortion section of their website contains no video whatsoever. It doesn't even contain photos. Visitors are shown only a few anatomical drawings which depict nothing directly related to abortion itself. USC's bypass surgeries shed blood to heal. Ms. Chilian's abortions shed blood to kill. The blood isn't the issue. The killing is the issue. People don't recoil from abortion videos merely because they are bloody. They recoil because abortion videos are horrifying. Not many heart patients reject bypass surgery when shown how bloody it is, but large numbers of pregnant women reject abortion when shown how evil it is. That is why USC shows heart surgery but hides abortion. It's why Renee Chilian complains bitterly at abortioncarenetwork.org in her, quote, speech to UN on human rights abuses, that anti-abortion activists show her clients graphic images. From her perverse sociopathic perspective, the real human rights issue isn't abortion, it's abortion pictures. Ms. Chilian told Congress that, quote, "those providers who do this highly debated and discussed abortion method, partial birth abortion, have come to terms with its rather gruesome details. To do so, they stay focused on their patient, the woman who has come for help, and not the highly charged political arena surrounding the debate. That takes courage and sensitivity. Courage and sensitivity to plunge surgical scissors into the head of a twisting, squirming baby? Has she no shame? Actually, no. Quote, "I'm not ashamed, and in fact, am proud of those who continue to work and develop safe abortion methods for all women." Renee Chilian is a very sick woman who has worked hard to completely disable whatever conscience she may once have had. A book titled Concentration Camps in Nazi Germany, The New Histories, Kamplin and Washman, Routledge 2009, contains a description of the mass murderers of the SS as pathological sadists and describes the psychopathological, quote, incremental process of inner hardening, which prepared them mentally and emotionally to function as genocide exterminators. This is exactly the sort of conditioning which has robbed Ms. Chilian of her soul. Another book called Hitler's Hangman, The Life of Heydrich Gerwarth, Yale University Press 2011, tells a similar story of Hitler's Gestapo chief, a man who some historians characterize as the darkest figure in Nazi Germany. One Amazon.com book reviewer refers to him as a soulless automaton And another quotes a BBC source saying, quote, "Wherever this killer went, blood flowed in rivers." Is Rene Chilian abortion's Heydrich Gerwath, or was Heydrich Gerwath the Third Reich's Rene Chilian? Her obsession with deception and death are evident in every word of her Everyday Good Women Sales video, which we mocked in our Angel of Light parody video. At 2 minutes and 21 seconds, her narrator says, quote, "When a woman decides to have an abortion, she is making a choice that is thoughtful, considered, and essentially coming from a place of goodness." At 2:43, she says, quote, "Let us help you see the goodness in your choice." At 2:50, she says, "You are a good woman doing the best you can in your situation." At 3 minutes, she says, "It is a sign of strength, courage, and responsibility to thoughtfully consider whether to bring new life into the world." At 3:13, she says, "It takes a lot of courage to make the decision to have an abortion." At 2:31, she says, "Rest assured that when you choose to come to Northland, you will be working with a staff whose courage and vision is a part of our belief in the essential goodness of our work." At 3:17, she says, "We are honored to work with you." If all this goodness narration accurately describes abortion, why did Miss Chilian become so angry that she sued us for editing several sequences of abortion footage into her sales video? If baby killing is a, quote, honorable act, why is she trying so hard to keep baby killing video out of her sales video? At 3:43, her narrator says, "When you come here, bring only love." The truth, however, is that Miss Chilian's customers had better also bring cash or credit cards. At Northland, abortion is very much about money. The New York Times, NYT.com, December 30th, 2000, published a feature on Miss Chilian's headlined, quote, "As abortion rates decrease, clinics compete for patients." The lead sentence explains the desperate greed which drives Miss Chilian's compulsion to deceive. Quote, "Rene Chilian was worried about her business. With competitors charging lower prices, she needed something special to draw customers. So she created an almost spa-like atmosphere at her offices. With low light in the rooms, aromatherapy, candles, and relaxing music. At Northland, profit is paramount." The Times story adds that, quote, the fees are not the cost of the services, but by the cost of the competition. Said Dr. Warren Hearn, owner of an abortion clinic in Colorado. And he laments that, quote, "The competition for patients is absolutely ruthless." Miss Chilian agrees, quote, "As altruistic as women and feminists want to be, the reality is that we can only stay in business if we earn enough to keep our doors open," Miss Chilian said. Despite sales rhetoric, which extols, quote, "the Northland difference," Miss Chilian admits a willingness to maximize profits by taking shortcuts with the approved dosing instructions on the RU-486 procedure she administers. The approved regimen costs $275, but Miss Chilian said she is considering offering women just one pill instead of three, and to have them sign a form saying they understand that one pill is not the approved dose, but that studies have shown that one pill is effective. Then she can charge them just $80 more than for a surgical abortion. Is the offer of unapproved drug doses a clinical judgment or a business decision? This is the same Miss Chilian whose website says, "Here you are safe and you will receive the highest quality care with now shortcuts in your care. Choose your abortion provider as if your future depends on it, because it does." Indeed it does. Miss Chilian's craving for cash is so compulsive that on April 28, 2003, Michigan's Attorney General posted a humiliating settlement notice at michigan.gov/AG, appearing to chide her for attempting to circumvent PA 685, the subject of the lawsuit entitled Northland Family Planning Clinic et al. V. Janet Olszewski et al., which prohibited collection of physician fees during the 24-hour mandated waiting period that follows either the receipt of informational material required to be reviewed by a woman considering an abortion or the actual scheduling of an abortion. Attorney General Mike Cox added that, quote, "The settlement not only stipulates that fees cannot be collected during the waiting period, as was written in the law, but also explicitly bans any prepayment for an abortion prior to the 24-hour decisional period." Then, in a stinging rebuke, he concludes that, quote, "With this agreement, women will be safeguarded against abortions who seek to trap them financially into having an abortion procedure." At 3:51, Miss Chilian's video narrator says, "We believe in the essential goodness of our work." At 3:57, she says, choosing to have an abortion does not make you a bad person. At 409, she says, if you find that you are struggling with your decision, please see our website for resources and referrals on making your choice. At 420, she says, we work from our hearts. And it only takes a few seconds of our abortion video to prove how hard Northland's hearts really are. In the sales video, Why Choose Northland Family Planning, the Northland saleswoman says at 128, we encourage you to take the time to fully explore your pregnancy options. At 132, she says, we listen with an open, unbiased mind. At 139, she says, we tell the truth. The truth. Ms. Chilling's website says of her manual vacuum aspiration, 49 weeks, that, quote, this extremely gentle surgery is done by hand, the expert hands of our physicians. The first thing women notice is the quiet. There are not the usual surgical equipment sounds. Women tell us they find it easier to relax in the quiet. The description adds, quote, using a specially designed IPAS system, the pregnancy is gently removed from the uterus. Relative to the grating buzz of abortion's typical motor-driven suction pumps, the deadly silence of the manually operated suction pump merely masks the violence of an embryo or early fetus nonetheless, being torn from its umbilical moorings and sucked into a collection tube with lethal force. This silence is a lie. Of her standard vacuum aspiration, 4 to 14 weeks, her website says she will, quote, perform your medical exam and abortion surgery in a clean, softly lit surgical suite with background music and aromatherapy for relaxation. Then celebrate with a, quote, tea and light refreshments which are provided. From a day spa to a cheery social gathering, Miss Chilling's bizarre fantasies become increasingly detached from the grim reality of her three Northland killing centers. Ms. Chilling's website also describes surgical abortions, second trimester, 15 to 24 weeks, referring to, quote, D&E, meaning dilation of your cervix and evacuation of the pregnancy. We promise that during your time with us, you will be treated with tender care and respect. You will get to know our medical team and speak privately with a reproductive health counselor. In addition, our doctors take gentle medical and surgical steps to remove fetal life support and cause fetal death before removing the pregnancy, end quote. What could be more akin to Orwellian doublespeak than, quote, gentle medical and surgical steps to remove fetal life support to describe torturing a baby to death? Here's what really happens. Physiciansforlife.org reports that dilation and evacuation abortions are one of the two most commonly used abortion procedures in second trimester abortions. The site quotes Dr. Martin Haskell, an abortionist, in sworn testimony from which we have quoted in the past. He gave in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin. Quote, and typically when the abortion procedure is started, we know that the fetus is still alive because either we can feel it move as we're making our initial grasps, or if we're using some ultrasound visualization when we actually see a heartbeat and we're starting the procedure. Then, he says, it's not unusual at the start of D&E procedures that a limb is acquired first and then that limb is brought through the cervix and even out of the vagina prior to disarticulation and prior to anything having been done that would have caused the fetal demise up to that point. End quote. Does that sound gentle? The site next quotes from the partial birth abortion testimony of abortionist Leroy Carhart, from which we have also previously quoted. The litigant in the U.S. Supreme Court case of Stenberg v. Carhart, decided in 2000. Quote, when you rupture the membranes, an arm will spontaneously fall out through the vaginal opening. End quote. It gets worse. Quote, my normal course would be to dismember that appendage and then go back and try to take the fetus out, whether foot or skull first, whatever I can get to first. End quote. When asked how he performed this dismemberment, he replied, quote, just pulling in rotation, grasping the portion that you can get a hold of, which would be usually somewhere up the shaft of the exposed portion of the fetus, pulling down on it through the opening, usually the internal opening of the uterus, as you're countertraction and rotating to dismember the shoulder or the hip or whatever it may be. Then he explains that, quote, sometimes you will get one leg and you can't get the other leg out. The attorney then asks, in that situation when you pull on the arm and remove it, is the fetus still alive? Carhart answers, yes. He adds, I know that the fetus is alive during the process most of the time because I can see fetal heartbeat on the ultrasound. End quote. Does that sound gentle? March 2nd, 2009, Los Angeles Times reported a story headlined, Mexico Under Siege, which described the systematic torture and assassination of General Mauro Enrique Tello, who had recently been chosen to purge the Cancun police force of corrupt officers who were collaborating with Mexican drug cartels. The article reports that before being shot, the general was tortured by having both his arms and legs broken. Is it not torture to break and tear off the arms and legs of preborn children, some later in pregnancy? Ms. Chilean says it is, quote, an honor to do that to a baby. At 1 minute and 42 seconds, the narrator says, at Northland, tears are okay and laughter too. Torturing babies to death is funny. How sadistic are these people? At 1:45, she says, we don't run away from conversations that are difficult or painful. Then why is Northland suing CBR for showing its customers the most, quote, painful part of their sacred work? At 1:55, she says, we provide you with honest and accurate information. In another place and time, the Consumer Protection Division of the State Attorney General's Office would be investigating Northland's false advertising. John 3:20 teaches that, quote, everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. Ephesians 5:11 exhorts us to have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. Like all evildoers, Ms. Chilean loves the darkness, and that is why she's trying to use the federal courts to stop us from exposing her unimaginable evil. Thanks for standing with us. Lord bless Greg Cunningham, Executive Director. This concludes the recording of Greg Cunningham's letter for March 2012. For more information on this and other topics, go to www.abortionno.org.